Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Great work. Went against a good defense. Guys caught some great passes out there, great runs. I feel like overall it was a great day. It was a good day.
Does training camp sometimes get boring to the point where you like look forward to these kinds of opportunities to see other guys and see different players?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's boring. You know, I'll say, you know, just competing against another team instead of going against our guys all the time, your competitive side starts to kick in a little more.
Lamar, you haven't been able to play many of these preseason games in the last few years. Does this, do practices like these feel like your preseason?
Yeah, it does. It does. And we get great work out of these type of practices.
Why is Mark Andrews so good in the red zone? We saw him a couple times. You met him a couple times out there. Why do you feel he is so good in that area?
I believe just his feel for the game, you know, his feel for where he is on the field and the routes we have going on, and he got a great eye for the defense.
Lamar, you talked about trying to establish that chemistry with DeAndre Hopkins now going up against another team. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like you guys are in that?
I feel like we're getting better. I feel like we're great. I messed up one time, though. I didn't think he seen me on the a route I gave him. He did see me, but overall, I feel like we did pretty good today. he was talking to me about that the call from Cleveland game when I got kicked in the leg. He was asking me what happened. But, you know, it's all good, man. I feel like he'll be a call next time. Awesome, man. Charlie's getting a great feel for the game. Looking like a little Mark and little Isaiah out there in his own way. In his own way, man. He coming along great. I'm chilling, you know. I know the cameras be on all of us, so I can't really do too much, but I feel like our guys handle their own. Yeah. Oh, yeah, when I did that, you know, it's just competitive nature. I'm always going, if something don't go my way, if it don't look good to me, I might have a reaction that people, you know, used to seeing. But just watching how my guys are out there on the field and how we move in the ball, certain periods, I feel like we did pretty good besides the little BS interception 2 minutes, but it happens, man.
Lamar, what did chemistry with Tez and the other young guys kind of develop throughout camp?
You know, me and Tez, our chemistry's been doing good since last year. You know, Giants game, he had his first touchdown, I believe. And, you know, he really haven't been getting a lot of reps with me this camp, but I feel like we're right there. Right there.
Excuse me, Lamar. I saw you
talking. Lamar. Jeff, what?
I
Jeff?
Lamar.
Okay. Sound like you said Lamar. Sound like you from Baltimore a little bit, eh?
I saw you talking to Lou Anarumo after the drill, the former Bengals.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that conversation like?
Yeah. Coach was telling me, he glad he don't have to face me twice a year anymore. But I told him it's always going to be competitive. You know, it's division rival. We see them twice a year. And no matter how the people say the record is, you know, it's always a good game. You know, that's what we were pretty much talking about.
Lamar, we even watched you. Remember on Christmas Day in Houston, you know, have your highest speed you ever had, you know, running the ball. It didn't even seem like you were really running, trying to run that much.
Yeah.
You see out here run that, I think, a 70-some yard run against the defense. I mean, in year eight, do you feel just as fast as you did when you came into the league?
Absolutely. I've been said that, you know, except when I was like, when I got a little bulky, I was kind of like tired a little bit. That's why I had to get that weight off of me. But I feel good. You know, I feel like I did my rookie year, you know, speed-wise, mobility-wise. I feel great.
Lamar, you've got about a month before your opener.
Yeah.
Is your offense where it needs to be at this point? Are you pleased at the progress you've made over the last 3 weeks, and are you where you need to be right now offensively?
I feel like our offense, there's always room for improvement. You know, camp is – it can be we have good days, we have bad days, we have okay days, we have great days, you know. But I feel like it's always room for improvement, man. We're right where we need to be right now.
Lamar, speaking of speed, Keaton Mitchell, what are you seeing from him out here, and what expectations do you have for him this season?
High expectations. To me, he's getting his speed back, but more repetition, and he's going to be where he needs to be. He's looking good to me.
Lamar,
Lamar, what have you noticed going against your own secondary? Obviously some new guys, your guy Jair.
Yep.
What have you noticed about kind of that remade secondary practicing against them?
They make practice extremely competitive, man. There's a lot of first rounds in our secondary. A lot of guys who've been around, you know, besides Malachi, obviously. But those guys are, you know, they're ball hawks. Ball hawks, and I see it each and every day. She said one more time. Yeah. Then he celebrated against me when he caught the little two interceptions, man. I got that a lot in practice, you know, back in college, so I'm used to that. So, but, you know, that's my brother, man. I love we got him on our team, man, and I'm looking for a lot out of him this season.
You're one more. The competitiveness seems to escalate into these joint practices. Do you feel like this is kind of a good measuring stick for you guys as a team to see where you are at this point?
Absolutely, because we don't see these guys every day, you know. We get to see different looks from different guys, different type of coverages, see how different guys guard different people, different blitzes and stuff like that. So definitely, we get a lot out of these type of joint practices.
Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate you.